Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord wherever you are. Just praise his name. Thank him for another day. Thank him for another day. Thank God for another day. Give him praise because he's awakened you this morning. Hallelujah to the King. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and ending with assigning your task for today to take you from the status quo of your everyday life to victory, success, and empowerment through our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's teaching is submission is not a dirty word. Submission is not a dirty word. And we are in the books of James, chapter 4, verse 7, and Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live to both podcasts with me on Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, which includes tonight when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where there's no topic off limit, and I'll be taking your questions on air tonight as well as your prayer request. You can tune in via that same method. Call 323-870-4180. Or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. Now, the best way to ensure that you don't miss one teaching, in case you cannot tune in live, is to follow both podcasts. So the recording will be text to you of Daily Fire at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. And on Wednesday nights, you'll receive a text reminder when Real Talk goes live, because we don't send out recordings of Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, as we sometimes discuss very sensitive topics. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. By doing so, this also helps you to bless others, because when you receive the text of the teaching, you can forward it to bless someone else's soul. All of this information is on my ministry website. If you are unable to write it down, you can also contact me there, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, donate to Rossi Williams Ministries to help spread the gospel, see my itinerary, and everything else you need to see there, rawsi.org. Make sure you visit today. All right, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7. And then Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, reading from the KJV. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Ephesians 5 and 22. I think I said 5 and 1. I'm sorry. 5 and 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Come on and give God praise for his word today. This lesson is not going to go where you think it's going. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me. Submission is not a dirty word. Say it again. Submission is not a dirty word. In today's society, we have made submission out to be a dirty word. Whether it's submission to your husband, submission to law enforcement, submission to the pastor, submission to the boss, nobody wants to have to say that I submit. Because saying it seems to imply that you are positioning yourself as a weaker person. So, no, I don't submit. If I do what you've asked me, it's because I chose to do it. That's what we will say. We just will not use that word, submit. I submit. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, submit means to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. You see, what has happened here is that we've allowed Satan and societal norms to cause us to only focus on the first part of that definition. Accept or yield to a superior force. So because submission has only been defined in society as yielding to a superior force, which automatically means that the person yielding would be the inferior force, we choose not to submit. And in doing so, we are missing out on many opportunities, many blessings. Because there's nothing wrong with the humility necessary for submission. See, a person who can submit is a person who has humility. A person who can submit is a person who has wisdom. Because quite frankly, there are people who are superior to you in different things. Because maybe their knowledge of a particular area or genre makes their knowledge superior to yours. So if you are someone who can never submit, can never acknowledge that you may not be the know-it-all, you may not be the person who knows everything or who can open every door, you will miss out on opportunities because the superior force recognizes when you are a narcissist, when you are unteachable, when you are untrainable, when you are so argumentative that it's not even worth proceeding with you anymore because you don't want to submit. But in every instance of submission to a righteous force, to a superior force, or to authority, there is a blessing coming down the road. In the book of James 4, chapter 7 that I just read unto you, it first said, submit yourselves to whom? To God. Then resist the devil and he will flee from you. But in order for you to be able to have the power to resist the devil so that he flees from you in the second part of that verse 7, you first must do the first part of verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. That is where your power comes from. That is where the anointing comes from. That is where the wisdom and the strengthening of yourself through the Holy Spirit comes from to empower you to submit. and then to be able to resist sin. In Ephesians 5:22, it said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. So it means yield, wife. Yield unto him as you would unto the Lord, because he's the head of you. But when you did that, if then you could go down to the additional or the further verses, which says, husbands, love your wives. Glory. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You see, the submission or the yielding brings you into the place, glory, to receive better. So the definition wasn't just to accept or yield to a superior force, but it said, or to the authority or will of another person. When you go to your job, you submit unto your boss or your company. Whether you like what they're doing or not, you yield to them. Why? Because you see the benefit for you is to get your paycheck so that you can pay your bills and live the life that you want to live, or at least live and pay the expenses that you need to pay. There is a perceived benefit to you for yielding to what they want, even if you don't agree, even if you hate the place you work. Come on now, let's be real. Even if you hate your boss, you're going to yield just for that time you're there because you understand that yielding or backing down, giving way, opens the door for you to move forward, just as you the yield sign when you're entering the expressway. If you will yield or submit to the oncoming traffic that has the right of way, then you can enter safely and move forward toward your destination. This is the same thing in regard to yielding to the will of God, yielding to those in authority, yielding to the will of another person, not because you're weak, not because you're dumb, not because you don't have the autonomy to make your own decision, but because you recognize the blessing of learning to be humble, learning to be trainable, learning to be teachable. A few days ago, I was talking with a friend of mine. Our time has almost run, and she brought back to my remembrance this testimony I'd given a while back on one of the Daily Fire podcasts about this particular lady who is a homeless lady. And so I'm an attorney, and I would be going to the courthouse. And, you know, this particular day, I saw this lady out there, and the Lord told me to bless her financially. And I did so. And I'm wrapping it up. I don't have enough time to give you the whole details of it. But she, you know, she was so blessed by that. And so she had my, she knew who I was at that point. She didn't know my name or anything. She just knew me by face, I should say, after that. And I had the opportunity to bless her, not only financially, but to witness to her, to hug her, and, you know, just bless her through the Lord. Well, a few days later, I came back to that courthouse. And I needed to really get in there for my client for the case. But the whole parking lot was full, the whole parking lot. And so those of you who know me know I wear like stiletto heels. Even if I'm going to court, I wear Louboutins. They're like six-inch black heels. And so I was going to have to go park quite a distance away and walk. So I pull up to the stop sign. It's like a four-way stop where you would enter the parking. No one can get in. They have the signs already up telling you the parking lot is full. There's a car in front of me. And who sees me, glory, but that same homeless lady? She recognizes me in my car, and she sees me, and she goes over to the guard, who's the parking lot attendant, and she points at me and says, let her in. Let her in. Glory to Jesus. So the guard went and removed the sign and directed me around the car in front of me to give me one space. He made a space for me because the lady, Jesus, Someone whom you would have looked over, a homeless person out there in the parking lot asking for money. But by me submitting to God and doing what he said to me, for me to do, glory, a blessing was in store for me. Because, see, a blessing is not always financial. That's why you keep messing yourself up. You keep going to God like he's some kind of genie or Santa Claus. When you wake up every day, that's a blessing. Being in your right mind is a blessing. Having a roof over your head, whether it's an apartment, a shack, a condo, a house, it is a blessing. Being able to walk is a blessing. Someone can't walk this morning. Being able to have transportation, whether it's a bus, a bicycle, your own 2 feet, whether it's a car, whatever it is, the train, it's a blessing. Being able to have clothes to put on, shoes to put on, even if you don't have but 2 choices, it is a blessing. Someone's been wearing the same clothes for a month. Someone doesn't have what you have. That parking space for me, that was a blessing that day. Glory. Someone whom I didn't even know had any authority there. But because she's there every day, she's apparently made relationships, and so she had enough authority or rapport with the guard to get the guard to move the sign to bring my car all the way around another car just based on her word of let her in. Jesus, submit yourself to God. And you'll be able to hear him and to do what he says. You'll resist the devil. You will save souls. You will encourage lives. You will impact people for the better. You will change people. You will be successful. Submission is not a dirty word. Let's go into prayer. Then I'll do the altar calling in with your task. Hallelujah. Don't you feel his presence? Some of you need to humble yourself. Quit talking about, oh, I'm just real. I'm just real. No, you're rude. You're abrasive. You're harsh. You have no compassion. Someone once said, the truth without compassion is nothing but rude and abrasive speech. It's got to be more than just doing the saying the truth when you don't have any compassion for people. Oh, Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you, Lord. We just say thank you. Lord, we ask right now that you would cleanse us, that you would wash us. Help us, Father, to have humility, to yield to those in authority, to yield to those who have the better way, the better answer, the better practice. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us to yield to those, Lord, Father, who have the superior knowledge, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us, Lord. And we just say thank you. We just say thank you, Father. Help us understand that giving in is not a dirty word. Submitting is not a dirty word. And we say hallelujah. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening in every way possible and everything that is needed. Bless, 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 deliver, set free, save, sanctify, fill with your spirit, open doors, make ways, do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. Help us, Father, to be open to you. Help us, Father, to be vigilant about listening to you. Help us to have a discerning spirit, to do your will and to do your word, to do your ways. Submission is not a dirty word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say amen. Come on and magnify him. Come on and just give him praise. Say, I submit, Lord, hallelujah, to your will. Tell him again as I give the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, for those of you who know that you have operated with a haughty or prideful spirit, that you've been unyielding and unwilling to submit, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I submit to your will. I submit to your word. I submit to your way. I submit to authority. I will yield, God, to righteousness, because blessings are in store for me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in church, Sunday school, Bible study. You're tuning in to this word with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Wednesday nights, including tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, you're tuning in to Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Make sure you follow so you will get the recordings and the text reminder when we go live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Hit send and you'll receive an automatic confirmation. All right, our topic for today is submission is not a dirty word. Your task for today is yield. Yield to righteousness, yield to superior knowledge, yield to peace, yield to glory, yield to your success, yield. I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m.
It's been a long